And
Sorry, I can. Then, great. Welcome everyone to the November 18th meeting of the Madison Arts Commission. I am your chair, Nick, and thanks for waiting a few minutes, Faisal. As I just now, you started the meeting very quickly, and of course, I clicked away from the agenda. But we are back. And we can start by what approving the or entertaining a motion to approve the minutes from last meeting. Okay, we have a motion from TL. Is there a second from Ren? Great. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we can assume unanimous consent unless anyone would like to abstain or object. Seeing none, the motion carries. Okay, then. Next, we can move to introduce the consent agenda. Yeah, is that what I should be doing next, right? And so prior, no, uh-oh, I'm getting a note.
Disclosures and
Okay,
recusals.
thanks. Great. So then I guess I would ask any members of the body to make any disclosures or recusals under the city's ethics code.
Yeah, so I just wanted to disclose that I'm renting space, studio space, to Jean Delcroix, and I don't think that's going to affect objectivity on the vote for the Deja. I just
Great.
wanted to disclose that.
Great, thanks. Ren?
I wanted to disclose that I work for Overture Center, but that will not affect my objectivity.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, great. Now, can I move to the consent agenda? Yeah, okay. Great. So prior to this meeting, it was identified, one item was identified to be put on the consent agenda, which could be removed based on public comment, of which there's currently none, or if any commissioners wanted to remove it from the consent agenda. But it's agenda item number 3, which is Legistar 90512, and it's the substitute, so version 2, and it's a motion to return to the lead with a recommendation for approval to the Finance Committee, and that is to authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute an annual performance contract for the 2026 operation of the Overture Center and providing for a grant from the city. I guess, does anyone have any questions about that?
Do you need a motion?
Yeah, we would need to write a motion to.
If there's no discussion, I would be happy to motion to move the consent agenda forward
Great. Is there a
as
second?
stated.
A second from Eli. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we can move to assume unanimous approval unless otherwise anyone. Nope. Great. So then that motion carries, and then we can move to agenda item number 2, and we have with us our dear guest and artist who's been working with us for the Warner Park Community Center Public Art, Faisal Abdu'Allah. Thank you so much for joining us, and it is a goal to review the proposed design. So I guess I'll staff, I'm assuming you're pulling things up, and thanks so much, Faisal, for joining us, and once that's ready, Well, excited to hear what you've been working on.
Anna or Karin, do you guys have an attachment for this? There isn't anything in Legistar.
Oops. And I can pull something up. Or Faisal, okay, no, I can pull something up. But it's going to take me a second. I assumed it was attached. Sorry. Faisal, do you have a simple version you could email staff right now? I'm not getting into my emails, but I'm trying.
Yeah, I've got the one with the comments on it. Do you want that?
Well, do you want that one? I have that one too, but it's got comments all over it.
Oh, hold on. I've got it. Yeah, I've got one here. Should I do a share screen or not?
I don't think it'll let you. Why don't you send it to
I send it to?
me and Mary Rosa?
Okay, I'll do it now.
Yeah. Still trying to get into my email.
Well, and while we're waiting, because we have some new folks, just as a reminder that the Warner Park Community Recreation Center, which is located in Warner Park on the north side of town, that over the spring semester, Faisal conducted an 8-week after school workshop with 20 students from Madison Metro School District, exploring. I shouldn't speak fully to what happened during that time, but to explore what things the students felt represented their time at the center, in the park, and exploring like what collaborative art making was, and with this design, or so from that there was the public preview on October 1st, in which draft designs were shared with the public as well as staff, and there's now been some time for some revision. So here you go. I'll turn it over to you.
Is that large enough to see? Let's see if I can make this larger. Is that better?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Okay.
So, would you like me to just give you a brief overview?
Indeed.
Yeah, that
Okay.
sounds great.
So what you see here is a artist rendering of all the four walls in the new space that they're crafting at Warner Park. The designs came out of an 8-week class where the young people were given certain prompts and given a certain amount of time to think about what type of representation that they would like to adorn the walls inside the new building. Part of our workshops were physical. We were able to get Kamari McGee to come down and do a basketball session with them so they could get their bodies moving. We did a series of painting classes, we did classes around portraiture, and we did classes that looked at the ways they were able to share their stories, like storytelling about living close to and around Warner Park, and then me just getting them to think about who is going to come to the center and what kind of immersive experience we want the artwork to illustrate. And what you see here is almost like a collage of a lot of the things that they talked about. The architectural space near the Warner Park, the cylinders on the left. We see the Statue of Liberty, we see the rail tracks, and we see the silhouettes of all the young people that participated in the project. Their faces not identifiable, which we thought was really important, and motifs that they felt were specific to that space. So the cranes and the new logo that they designed for Warner Park, we worked with a designer, and the idea of the logo, which was designed by them. And they came up with the term Reach For It, which they all voted on, which was more of an aspirational quote, but also a quote that they all felt replicated or represented their future selves. And there's some flora and fauna in there. I think there's a plant called, Karen might be able to help me if I can remember the name of a plant that is specific to Warner Park that's going to be incorporated. You'll see it on the right-hand side near a basketball. And on the right-hand side, you will see a chair floating in the cloud. You might wonder, what is that? And that's almost a nod to a deceased member who came to that center every day and sat in that particular chair in the corner. And it's almost, again, a small kind of symbol that acknowledged the kind of contribution that this person gave to the center. And it's almost like every time they were there, there was a wonderful sense of belonging. And the young people felt it was important to acknowledge that. So that's my kind of brief description. And there are some notes that were sent to me of things that we could potentially modify as we move towards fabrication and installation.
Great. And just, sorry, just as a point of clarification, just so everyone is aware, if you are not, there is a replica of the Statue of Liberty in Warner Park, almost directly outside of the community recreation center that was originally built by the Boy Scouts of America. And it is a piece in which we care for. And that isn't just a random nod. I just wanted to explicitly state that that is something on the north side if you haven't necessarily made it to that part of an extremely large park. So does anyone have any questions for the artist?
I have a question for the commission, which is, are we, so I saw that it's like a review and vote situation for this agenda item. Is that right? Like, what are we voting on? What are vote? Like this design?
Yes, or? You would be approving the design with the understanding that there were still some staff comments. I mean, we got the designs the same time you did. So staff has already compiled their comments and concerns. And if you want, I can iterate those in case.
Yeah, would that be okay?
I'm going to stop sharing and go to that email. Are you okay with this puzzle? Luckily you have.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah. Okay? Let's take your baby and say. So there was one comment that I think it's a cone flower. I'm not 100%.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, that's either a cone flower or a black eye Susan.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
black eye Susan? Okay. Heck yeah.
So that might be kind of muddy in the design, like that it's not clear. There was a comment that the railroad tracks look a little bit like a pyramid, and that might be visually confusing to some people. A lot of people are seeing a pyramid first, and I don't know if that is a problem but staff felt it was confusing. Let's see.
Is this going to be vinyl? Like, is this going to be printed on vinyl onto the building material, or is it painted mural? Yeah. How is this?
So the material is going to be printed onto, if you could imagine, like a MDF.
Okay.
And then bolted onto the wall. There are going to be elements that are going to be relief, but what we discuss that elements that are relief, where you see some shadows on the illustration, they're going to be high up to prevent people wanting to hang on to them. So it'll be elements of, like, on the windows that you see where the silhouettes of the figures are, that's going to be vinyl contravision. And there are obviously inside of Warner Park, there are areas that are drywall, and there are areas that are what we call brick. And the areas that are brick, we're going to have the panels on top, bolted on top, and then the artwork placed on top of those panels. So it'll be a combination of works on printed onto the wooden panels, printed onto metal panels, vinyl lettering, and we're hoping to incorporate a graffiti corner as a part of that mural from a local graffiti artist.
Cool. So will the, oh, I'm sorry.
I was just saying, just so you get the picture, like multi-layers and dimension, like different, some things will be coming out a little bit from the wall, some things will be directly on the wall.
So is it going to maintain that like photographic like integrity that's in the mock-up where like it's going to be like a like printed the like that photo that you cut, like it's based off of the photo of like the Liberty, the children or the students that, you know, are, is it going to stay at that like quality? Does that make sense? Am I asking that?
Yeah. So will it remain?
Okay. Yes. That's what I'm asking.
It will remain graphic. There is talk of this, the Liberty, Statue of Liberty being more of a silhouette as opposed to something that is recognizable. So that's something that I would potentially have to review and see how that looks within the design. It's very hard to really demonstrate the design because we're looking at a draft. And when things get scaled up and we look at, you know, lighting stuff, you know, the piece can change. Yeah. So even when I talk about the railway lines look like pyramids, but when that is like, you know, 5 feet wide.
That was my thought too.
So that's I will work through with the fabricators who are going to do the final mock-up and do almost like a 3D rendering so we can see it in real time.
Could we pull the design back up?
Yes, but I can't do that and read the comments. Can I read them? Can
you sure.
In your, okay, so I'm going to read them and then I'll pull up the design.
Thank you.
I can share the design while you
okay, hold thank on you, one second,
Karen. I just had it open.
So, okay, with the idea that Warner is supposed to open in January, what I wrote, Faisal, is that I gathered some staff comments related to the design and then said, I'll take similar notes from Mac and compile them for you and the team. My intention is to ask Mac to approve designs with the understanding that staff will work with you on final adjustments prior to fabrication and installation, meaning that unless you need to see it again, and that's fine if you make that decision, but if not, it'd be great to be able to just kind of go forward since we're on this timeline, but that's not your, that urgency is not like your problem really, basically. Anyway, west wall, large panel, move rainbow cylinders there and remove reduce black-eyed Susans. The transparent quality of the flowers is difficult. Could they be more opaque? The crane scale and placement is fine. South wall, the wall below the window is a different plane than the window. Move the people up onto the glass and reduce their scale. The crane scale and placement is fine. East wall, tracks look like pyramid. The dark middle of the wall where the sky and Liberty colors overlap is distracting. Where did I lost myself? Reduce the scale of the two people next to the doors. Show more wall at corner and cut around Leon's head. Leon is one of the participants. That's funny. North wall, the logo is not correct. Faisal knows more about Jack's alter ego than I do, but his prominent placement and scale concerns me a bit. Could Jack replace the person behind Kamari on the south wall? Black-eyed Susan's more opaque and add at rainbow cylinders. Show more wall at corner and cut around crane. Make crane project off wall. Make reach for it project off wall. QR codes. Students could be asked to write blurbs and send in by deadline after winter break. So those were staff comments. I mean, and you know, that's what they are, as comments. That doesn't mean they're orders or final decisions, you know, that's what we got back.
Yeah, I think my initial, if we're okay with having a little mini discussion, my initial thought with the railroad is I feel like that could probably have a solution of like cutting in a little bit maybe into the like actual track, like, well, maybe because it's such a clean cut as it currently is, like maybe that would help like push the pyramid illusion out of people's minds and see it more as railroad tracks. But I also agree with Faisal's sentiment of that's gonna, once it's much larger, that's gonna, I think, solve itself a little bit. But yeah, I don't know.
Bethany.
Yeah, I would say my reaction, I feel like, staff comments are just comments, but it's a good starting point for the discussion nonetheless. I actually really like the way the Black-Eyed Susans are not super opaque. I think it's a cool effect. The staff comment that I would give the most credence to would be, I don't know, the gentleman that's illustrated on the North Wall, but oh no. Uh-oh. Sorry, guys. There's gonna be a screaming child in the background. But they're bringing up how he would feel about the prominent placement might be worth considering a change in that.
Yeah, Ren.
I did not, I had similar feelings about the coneflowers as the staff. Just pretty much on the west wall, I couldn't tell what that was, that it was coneflowers. And I wonder if it's just that there's a basketball next to it. I thought it was a person with a basketball, and just that this is like a very natural wall, that I wonder if the basketball just maybe is covered in a different wall, that this is maybe just more nature. And I was just trying to figure out what that basketball was doing with the flowers. So that's why I thought it was a person. But yeah, again, once it's zoomed in on fully, I can see what it is. So maybe it's perfect just as it is. But that was my two cents on where that basketball is with the crane and the flowers.
Yeah, I'm assuming Bethany just didn't put her hand down. So, TL.
I also had a question about the basketballs, and the orange. Like, I see that that's like a nice repeated motif through. Could we zoom out a little bit, Mary Rose? Thank you. Is that reflecting the logo, like the new logo?
So,
Like, is that why that's through there, Faisal? Sorry, that's directed at you, Faisal. Sorry.
So is this on? Yeah. So the whole
Yeah,
point
you're
is
good.
to, when you're standing in the space, the point was to try to create a movement that kind of ends in a kind of, in like a dunk. But as you can see, the ball is gets larger. Like the ball then goes to, like, it feels like it's almost like a red sun. And then it gets larger, and as it's about to get dunked, then it almost like morphs into a logo. So in some ways, there was supposed to be an upward movement of this kind of basketball from the west wall to where it finishes as a logo on the north wall. So there was a sense to try to create a sense of movement as you're in the space looking all the way around.
That's really helpful. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very helpful. Yeah. Okay, cool. I hold on, what was my other? Okay, maybe never mind. I'll raise my hand if I.
Okay. Is there any other kind of general comments or questions?
I'm
Yeah,
curious,
Ren.
just what the staff was saying about all the people. Is that gentleman on the north wall, would he re be recognizable to all people at Warner? I mean, obviously currently people know all the people that are there now and won't know necessarily the people in 10 years,
It
but
looks a
is
little
that.
like Rob Dees. It's not him, is it?
Yeah, see, in that one, he's dressed in his alter ego. So he's wearing a cap, he's got a mask on, And in some of the other images, he's holding a lantern. So the reason why this image is included was that he noticed when we did the community presentation that he wasn't in the illustrations. So what I got the designer to do was to pull up his image and just incorporate it so that he could see it. So where he's placed on this image, he's supposed to be placed, in fact, where the collective group is on the south wall. But he was just placed in that position as almost like a placeholder. So I could send to him to say, look, you are there, so don't worry. Because I think he was getting slightly distressed about his, you know, that he was invisible. So where you see him placed isn't where he was originally going to be placed. He's going to be placed on that south wall where the other groups are. Because this was just, you know, a running draft that we were running by the community to make sure that they were comfortable with where some of the things were being positioned.
That's super helpful. Ren, that was exactly what I was going to ask. So thank you for doing that.
Are there further? Hello, Alder Martinez Rutherford. Thank you for joining as I'm just like clicking through. Is there further questions? Otherwise, would entertain a motion, and again, could be a variety of things, including, you know, approving the design, knowing with staff looking to work with the artist as this moves to production. It could be that we want it to come back to us in the future.
How would you guys feel? I'm happy to make a motion for empowering staff on this, but do we want to see it come back? I didn't even think about that.
Just to add, the company who is doing the fabrication and installation is a company called Wild Blue. And Wild Blue do a ton of commercial work for, I think, Green Bay Packers and lots of those kind of blue chip high-end companies. So they're the ones who are going to take the draft. They're going to send somebody on site to actually view the space and then redraft it with all the PowerPoints in it, all the openings, fire extinguisher, alcoves, just to give you an exact render of what it's going to look like. So in terms of the finish of the work, they definitely are a company who are very experienced and held in high regard for their finish. So, and they're called Wild Blue.
Thanks. Bethany?
I will make a motion to empower staff to make further decisions regarding this mural for Warner Park.
Okay. A second from TL, and I guess by just to probably for clarity, like you're maybe suggesting a friendly amendment to wording would be like the approve the design as presented and empower staff to see the design through production, knowing that there might be some alterations.
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, no worries. And then.
And I motion, or I second that amendment.
Great. Just to provide something that's like a little bit closer. Is there discussion on the motion? I guess if no one has discussion, I guess I would just add that having attended the public preview event back in October, it was really, really moving to see the young people and to see some of Faisal's even initial drafts to take what the young people had expressed as things that they cared about, and, you know, have it for them to see. And I'm excited to have this be in a 3D space that I can stand in the middle and truly get like the full effect of it. Obviously, I think, as everyone's kind of touched on, to see a rendering, you know, like spread out is different than what it's going to feel like being surrounded by the work in the space. So I'm excited and appreciative of you, Faisal, for all of your work, working with these young people to make sure that they felt like it was a space they could continue to call theirs.
Thank you.
But if there's no other comment, then we can move to a vote and we can assume unanimous approval of accepting the design as presented, with while empowering staff to make some minor alterations as moving towards production, unless anyone would like to abstain or anyone would like to object. Seeing none, motion carries. Thanks so much for joining. And we can then move on to the next agenda item. But thanks so much, Faisal, for joining us, and look forward to seeing the work in its final form when the rec center reconstruction is done.
Thank you so much.
And then, so having approved agenda item number 3 on the consent agenda, we can then move to agenda item number 4, the De Jope Community History Public Art. And we are reviewing the Public Art Standing Committee recommendation from yesterday's Public Art Standing Committee. And I guess, just as what was discussed yesterday in regards to this, that'd be great.
Yeah, so in the Public Art Subcommittee, we took some time to look over the De Jope finalists, and the Public Art Subcommittee voted and scored all of them with our usual rubric. And so we motioned to prioritize funding. So there were 6 proposals that we reviewed. And so we motioned to prioritize funding the 6 proposals in order based on their score, because there may be some funding available to do all of them or just some of them. And so we empowered staff to kind of determine how that is going to lay out. And so we motioned for the full body to know that we personally think that that is perhaps the best way to move forward with the De Jope finalists. And we also humored, there's 5 learning themes with this particular project. And one of them was none of the finalists selected, and that is the removal and resistance. I think, is that what resistance is? Yes. Okay. That theme was not touched on. And so in an effort to not let that theme just not be used or utilized at all, since they worked really hard to like come up with these themes, the idea came up that we would potentially propose that we seek out additional funding to potentially work with local students and have them come up with a couple of proposals to come up with something interesting on that theme. This would be not included at all with the budget set aside for the De Jope finalists. This would be a completely separate project, essentially, that again, we voted to empower staff, or we motioned at least for recommending to you guys to empower staff to find that funding if it exists, and then to kind of move forward with that project. So separate but adjacent part of the original concept. Did I cover that all right? Team, did I miss anything?
No, I don't think so. That was great.
Cool. Okay. So that's the review. So we are, and obviously chair, this is, we would be looking for motioning to approve that, if that's correct.
Yeah. So are you moving that?
Yeah, I can move that. So I would motion to prioritize funding the 6 proposals in order based on their score. And we did it as 2 separate motions in the public arts subcommittee. Should I stop there?
I don't know. I think
it does. Excuse me.
I think you could maybe phrase it as one. I don't know. I mean, I know I asked to split it out yesterday.
I'm like, right. I was like, we separated it because of it being 2 different funding sources.
Yeah.
So,
that's Anna, fine. Does that matter in Legistar if they make the motion separate versus together? Does it matter to you?
No, not in this instance, because this isn't a motion that, you know, it needs to go to a different committee. This is just a motion for us. So
in that case, I motion to prioritize funding the 6 proposals in order based on their score and to empower staff to seek out funding and a proposal for the theme of resistance and removal.
And is that a second? Great. Is there discussion on the motion? And I guess just because I had explicitly asked yesterday to split out, I just wanted there to be, we were trying to figure out the wording as to how to phrase it. And yeah, the discussion that this idea of trying to make sure that the theme of resistance and removal was actually pursued or was pursued, while also understanding that it's kind of a separate project at this current moment, because none of the artists that are currently involved specifically worked to explore that theme. So, but and it sounded according to Karin that there was already a potential lead as to how to potentially at least have students within the community work towards that theme. So there's a potential ask out. Is there any further discussion? If not, I guess I just want to take a moment to thank the Public Art Subcommittee for scoring the finalists and reviewing them. Much appreciated. And then we can move to a vote. Unless anyone, we can assume unanimous approval unless anyone would like to object or anyone would like to abstain. Seeing none, the motion can carry. And then we can, the motion carries, and then we can move on to agenda item number 5, which is Legistar 22394, which is the standing committee assignments, reviewing the our current committee assignments. Yep, and Eli.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I wanted to be a part of the public art subcommittee. So I think this is
great. Yeah, this is the perfect time to mention that as staff pulls that up.
I think one additional note to this is that I think Bethany isn't listed on the public art committee, but is still serving as long until Bethany's position appointment is replaced by another appointee to MAC, I guess. So just a note on that.
Yes. And then also, I don't know if this is an overreach, but currently the grants standing committee does not have enough members to meet per quorum rules. So if anybody would like to join that committee, that would be great. This standing committee is typically not as much of a time commitment. There's usually only about 3 or 4 meetings a year to talk about our grants program process, just ways to like help make it easier on grantees and applicants. And then also sometimes you discuss the overture contract if there's any like major things that come up. But recently, in the past like couple of years, that hasn't been an issue. So a lot less of a time commitment than the Public Art Committee.
If we don't have people for that, just the way that will impact the full body is that we'll just bring those items to the full body. So it would, could lengthen meetings and get into, very granular decisions at the full meeting, just so you.
Great, thanks, Karin.
I also feel like they're really short. I feel like we're
Yeah, doing good.
don't meet frequently, pretty short.
Yeah, but I guess at least for now, unless anyone else wants to be added, Eli will make sure your name is added to the public art committee. And we can return to this again as need be. Otherwise, yeah, I think given that it is November and we will be reviewing grants after the first of the year, we can return to that topic in the future as need be. But
And
otherwise,
may I just mention something that's sort of related, I hope enough to
sure.
mention this item. So Bethany, just so you all remember, will serve on the Lakeway Ad Hoc Public Art Committee to represent MAC, even if and when, no, she her appointment will eventually be replaced but she will still serve on the Lakeway for us and kind of represent MAC and knows the ropes. And I asked Greg Dobie, who has a lot of expertise in music, if he would help with Greater Madison Music City efforts and maybe be involved in the branding effort, maybe, that kind of thing. So we have that expertise. But if there's anyone else that feels passionate about, being involved in the music stuff, I know Nick Pivich, who's involved in everything in the city, is also involved in the music conversation. But if there's anyone else, please let me know so I can make sure you're invited to those things also.
And I guess I would also explicitly say that, like, in regards to some of these, like, for example, we will be discussing with the administrative updates the State Street Campus Garage. And right, like, in that case, that's an example of an entire ad hoc body that was formed. But there are other examples where, like, art and the interest of MAC may be of interest, but necessarily isn't something that would be like appointed by a city committee, or by the city approval process. And I guess as you're thinking of people in your life who might not have time to fully serve on the commission, there are definitely other ways to stay involved related to public policy and arts and culture at the municipal level. So, but great. Then moving on, we can move on to agenda item number 6, which is our meeting dates and locations, and with a review of the dates, I'll have staff.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I can share, like, I'll let you, sorry if you hear my dog, he's like, why aren't you petting me right now? But I will let you take a quick look at those, but I will be sending out calendar invites to everybody. Oh, thank you, I think Mary Rose, for pulling that out for me. But I think we kind of, shh, it's okay. We kind of just wanted you guys to look at these. We'll be sending the whole chart in an email as well, just to make sure that you guys let us know if there's any glaring dates where you're like, I can absolutely not be here, especially when we're looking at the grants review dates. And things like that, because we really need as many commissioners to be available on those dates as possible. So,
Yeah, Karin.
yes, TL, I think we were going to discuss that at your committee level if we could have a, and we didn't.
I
So put it
totally was
in.
thinking the exact same
But
thing just
you're
now.
welcome to discuss it now since it's on the agenda. If you want to
Awesome.
take a quick temperature on that.
I was totally going to ask.
Yes, but just to move it forward, we just held these, but then you can make that decision. And then the other thing I was going to ask, let's see. So there's that we presume, we proposed increasing the number of public art standing committee meetings because we have so much public art on the agendas all the time.
They're
And then,
easier to cancel than they are to schedule, by the way.
yes. And then just the other thing to what Anna said about the grant review meetings. There isn't, how do I say this without sounding just totally rude? The expectation is that you keep those dates on your schedule and make yourself available. We will not assign you to 4 nights of grant review, but for ease in scheduling with people's different conflicts of interest and stuff, it just really helps us if you hold those dates. So rather than like tell us, yeah, I can't be here, this or that, we'd rather you hold those dates. And then when they do the magical alchemy of assigning nights, there'll be releases of dates. So I'll shut up.
No, yeah, and also to that point, it's also an equity thing for you guys, and not just our grantees, it's an equity thing for other commission members, because if you can't show up to any of these dates, well, then you're making other commissioners take on an extra, 5, 10 applications when everyone already has to review so many. And this is such a huge task that you guys take on. It's probably the largest one. So just also keep that in mind when it comes to grant review dates. It's not just an equity thing for your applicants, it's an equity thing for your fellow commission members.
Karin, did you put your hand back up? If not, okay. Ren.
That is the week of spring break, which just gets a little tricky for my family. I was expecting to be gone that week,
Yeah.
but we'll work it out. Hopefully I can be there for some, we'll have to just chat about it.
Yeah, don't
No,
worry.
that's a good thing to know, because this year there's a little bit more flexibility with grant reviews, because the council dates are a little bit easier next year. So we might be able to change that. So I can take a look again.
Yeah, and I guess I would just mention that I staff, you have quite the task trying to avoid all the other dates that are not possible meeting dates due to council meetings, due to the holiday blackout date calendar, etc., that you have to deal with. So appreciate you putting this together and being able to take a look at it. Yeah, sometimes it's just the in the past we've had, as Anna said, more difficulty in like when we can have the deadline for when we get the grant applications, so then they get scored, we review them, and then it actually flows through the rest of the approval process, so checks, or, so awards can be made. Yeah. Alder Martinez Rutherford.
So sorry. Yeah. I was going to say that Wednesdays seem to be touch and go for me. If I have transportation and there's something pressing, I may not be able to be there. And that's a twice a month committee. So just to put that on your radar as we move
Yeah,
forward.
no worries. Completely makes sense. Alders have a lot that they're juggling.
Yeah, and that's another thing that we can look into. I know some of those are Wednesdays just due to, Tuesdays having a bunch of prohibited dates. So a couple times out of the year, meetings unfortunately have to be on Wednesdays.
TL.
I will, if I may, utilize this time to address my public arts subcommittee. So as Karin said, she reached out to see how we would feel about adding. I think it used to be every other month, and now we are trying to do it every month, because of the public art load that we have been just getting bigger and bigger, which we love. I recommended bringing it to you guys, to my fellow commissioners on the subcommittee, because we already have quite a public arts subcommittee. We are an hour long, but we do use that whole hour. So I wanted to kind of throw this towards you, give you guys a chance to voice any concerns or anything. I'm not going to change the way that I run the meetings. I'm going to keep them as succinct and, as possible. But how would you feel about monthly versus every other month?
That's fine with me.
Hell yeah, Ren. Eli, I saw a thumbs up. Okay, awesome. And I guess Bethany, I don't know
I
if
mean, I guess I would
always
just
giving.
say that it feels appropriate given the increase.
It's been a
Again, and
lot.
as stated, it's going to be a lot easier to cancel meetings
Yeah.
than to schedule them, and just given
And
the number of projects.
yeah, and I'll say our public art subcommittees will feel less like, holy cow, we need to get through all of these things because we only meet every other month. Now we'll be able to like ideally have shorter agendas then instead of doing 2 months worth in one. So thank you. I love you guys. This is why we're the best subcommittee. Let's go.
So I guess just to confirm for next steps, that there will be a consideration of the grant review time dates identified, because that is spring break, and there's a little bit of wiggle room. And then staff will circulate this, right? There's,
Yes, and I'm
and
also gonna just double check the Wednesday dates to make sure that like those have to be Wednesdays
okay.
again. I'm pretty sure I did that, like, but it's just been so long since I took a look at this. So I'll double check that for Alder Martinez Rutherford. And then yes, I will once that's all like looked at, I will send out a finalized draft, and then I will You guys will be spammed with an influx of calendar invites. I
Great.
apologize in advance.
Well, thanks so much
Did the
for
year even start without like a million emails? I don't know.
Well, again, thanks so much, and we'll look forward to more communication. Then we can move on to the last, or sorry, I guess technically second last agenda item, which is the administrative updates, and can turn it over to staff, who's just gonna give a rundown of all the various things in motion.
Okay, Karin, please jump in if I forget anything, and I'll pass off at the very least one of these to you. So at the top, we just talked about the meeting dates and locations. I just had that hyperlinked in here for my sanity, and that will be this will all be attached, by the way, in Legistar later, so you have it for notes. Starting off at the top, we have the Madison Public Market update. The opening of that is currently stated for the end of quarter one 2026. If there's a change in the opening date of the market, I'm sure you guys will hear that from likely in the news from the Madison Public Market Foundation, if they end up needing to modify that at all. Currently, we have four murals that are installed on the exterior, one by Tom Jones, two by Isis Macias and Rodrigo Carapia, and one that is a reproduction of a piece that was done for the 2020 State Street mural project by La Follette High School students. And the other exterior piece that's planned, the Native Landscape Mural, which you guys voted on a few months ago, is still planned but won't be installed until we have some good weather in the spring. The artist will be working on the painting of the polytab over the winter, and then that will be installed onto the aluminum panels, which are currently up on the exterior, hopefully in early spring as soon as we get good weather. And we have several additional pieces that are indoors, if you remember from the public art plan, and those are being installed in various phases. Some are being installed as early as the beginning of December. We have a vinyl installation that already went up on the glass doors for the visual land acknowledgement, and we will have pieces installing all the way through the next quarter, hopefully all in before the opening of the market. And then moving, oh, any questions on that? I can pause for questions. Okay. Up next, the Triangle redevelopment. The Triangle property, which is on Parks between Park Street and West Washington Avenue, south of Regent, is undergoing redevelopment in several phases over the next 10 years, and all of those phases are triggering percent for art projects. We have started meeting with residents of those properties in the last few months. We've already completed three meetings. I think we have one more or two more. We're meeting in every single building that's on the property with residents and the architects and developers who are leading the redevelopment to get ideas for the public art projects. There have been a few sites that have already been determined by the architect teams for the phase one redevelopment, which are some exterior sites for something two-dimensional mural or mosaic or something along those lines near the residences. And then there's also an interior wall. At some point after we finish meeting with all those constituents and stakeholders, we will return to you guys with a proposal, likely in early 2026, for how to complete the phase one portion of that percent for art project. Questions, comments? Okay. Karin, do you want to
Oh,
talk about? Oh,
sorry. I
yeah.
had
That's okay.
one question, which just in regards to like the phasing, the partnership given the what the I guess like the winning of the bid, so to speak, right? I guess that's technically what it is, right? To like actually do the work, and just kind of like how like. That is it, I guess, intended that most of the art that is on the site will likely be things such as murals, which can more easily be adapted to however the projects kind of unfold.
In phase one so far, that's what's been identified for potential sites. When we come back, we can kind of walk through the site a little bit with you, but there's one large community space that will house the CDA offices on the property that will also have, the kitchen and a bunch of community areas. In that area, there is a wall identified inside. There might be additional opportunities eventually on the property that could be more than just two-dimensional works, but it's going to depend largely on sort of the siting of the property and its relationship to neighboring bike paths
Of
and
course.
things like that. So yep, it's but phase one, that's what's been identified so far based off of also based off of the funding for this, which if I'm recalling off the top of my head, Karin, was $80,000 for phase one. Does that sound accurate? I think it was relatively low.
I do not remember the amount, but
But
yeah,
I don't
that's the
remember.
ballpark. Yep.
Yeah,
Yeah, it
and
was relatively low for
it
the
would,
site of the size of the project.
yeah, which obviously like makes sense given the reality of what this redevelopment project is, which will surely have a variety of funds from state and federal sources as well. So makes sense.
Exactly
Makes
correct.
perfect sense. Thanks for addressing my question.
Okay, Karen, do you want to talk about Madison music updates?
Sure. Well, I mentioned one already that Greg Dobie has joined us. Why is my hand up? Lower hand. Okay, Greg Dobie has joined us, which is wonderful for our music efforts. And we are going forth with a branding effort with the creative company. We are also talking about potentially doing a quarter one 2026 state of the music kind of town hall-ish meeting, which our chair went to when he was a wee lad and took scrupulous notes. So we have a direct transcript of the first meeting we did when Soglin was in office. But we're gonna really talk about, per direction of the chair, like what will people get out of that? We want to make sure if we convene all these people to hear this, that there's really solid deliverables and expectations that we are meeting. So we're still tossing that idea around. I'm going to go to Room Tax in December and talk to them about backing up the Artist at Work grant process. They've been giving us funds to continue that program that I don't know if any of you remember that it started as a huge $500,000 NEA grant that we had open to the entire art sector. And in recent years, we've been getting $75,000 from Room Tax and extending it through our partners through this collective impact project. We've been extending it to partners in the music sector and really focusing on having music organizations work on cultural tourism efforts and marketing plans and things like that. So unfortunately, we get that money allocated in January. And we've been giving it out so late in the year that it's like a burden to our partners to try to use it up in that calendar year. So we're going to go to Room Tax and ask about opening that funding up in December so that January or February we can allocate it and those arts organizations can, have a genuine effort to hire people and use that funding. And it's just these are small grants of like $15,000 to help support a paid internship or hire a consultant with a secondary goal of helping to kind of diversify the pipeline of arts administrators that are working on our music sector issues. So we're doing a lot there. And going forward, hopefully, Greg will be able to keep abreast of what's happening in those efforts and inform the commission. But I just wanted to make sure I shared that with all of you at this point.
I just want to say that I appreciate the shout out, but the meeting from 2011 is on the City of Madison channel, and was able to find it pretty quickly. So if you do
It's
want to,
still there.
yeah, I just pulled it up.
Oh my God,
So
2011.
yeah, you can see some fun people that you might recognize in the community at that meeting. But yeah, I just and I guess just because you explicitly spoke about it, I guess I think just the difficulties of trying to understand like what the like I'm not opposed to us as a body or as like projects that we're affiliated with hosting community meetings. I just want to make sure that we figure out how they can potentially be actionable because you know, there's a lot of opportunity for feedback in this town that doesn't necessarily go places.
Okay, moving on to Gilman Street Public Art Project. If you guys recall earlier this year, we came to you with a few proposals for public art for Gilman Street in cooperation with the Isthmus Safety Initiative and the Safe Growth Project that was in the Safe Growth Study that was completed on Gilman Street. I just wanted to give you an update that we did complete the projects that we proposed. There are six dragonflies called the piece in total is titled Dragon's Fly by Michael Young on Gilman Street. And there's also a mural installed on the backside of the Portabella building on Gilman Street by Stephen Perkins called Number 59 Space Blob. That project is on panel so that if the proposed redevelopment for that site proceeds, we can remove that piece and reinstall it elsewhere. It is the ownership is retained by the city. And there were some historic banners designed by Spatula and Barcode that went up on all the light posts. And Spatula and Barcode also completed a presentation recently to members of the public and the Isthmus Safety Committee and staff over viewing all of what they learned over the course of the summer and their many events on state on Gilman Street, where they hung out in parking stalls and handed out granola bars and did tons of interviews and did a really great job engaging with the community. And then on October 16th, 2025, we had a presence of the Madison Night Market where Spatula and Barcode set up all these tables and really brought the community together. The community loved having all these tables with these beautiful checkered cloths set up. Everyone was using them, and they shared their Gilman Street newsletter and engaged members of the public and talked a lot about Gilman Street and the history on Gilman Street and the work they had done. And we also invited the artists Michael Young and Stephen Perkins to come and celebrate their pieces being installed. And that was a really great night. So, questions or comments on that one? Okay, great.
Only sad
Oh,
to have
yeah.
missed the night market celebration
Yeah.
while there.
You were busy.
Well,
It was very busy.
it was what a great night though for what a good celebration. That's so good.
Yeah. It was very packed. Okay, up next, the Imagination Center at Ryndall Park Percent for Art project. The artists, the finalists for that, there are four finalists. They attended an orientation and a community meeting on Monday, October 6th. Our chair was present, so thank you for being there, Nick, as were at least two alders. Alder Martinez Rutherford was there and Alder Sabrina Madison. Oh, and Alder Julia Matthews. We had three alders present, which was very cool. And the artists presented their just artists' bios and a brief recap of their artistic practice. Those were recorded, and we will figure out a way to get those to you somehow so you can watch those if you weren't present. The artists are currently working on designing their proposals, and they will return in early quarter one for discussion and comments on those items. And questions on that one? Okay. State Street Campus Garage Hawthorne Court Percent for Art project. Oh, I have the wrong. Oh, hold on. Sorry, there's the wrong notes there. Let me stop sharing and start sharing the correct version of this. One second. Art. That was my modification of the slide when I thought that I was missing something and then realized I wasn't missing something and then edited it for no reason. Yay. But I can talk about this one while I'm finding this. On Friday, we hosted two of the finalists for the State Street Campus Garage Hawthorne Court Percent for Art project, which was Jason Klimoski from Studio KCA and Eric Carlson from Area C Projects. They both represented their teams, and both of them have teams that are themselves and their partners, and their neither of their partners were able to join, so they represented. And it was a really wonderful day. We started off with a tour of the city. And then we had a lunch meeting with staff, and then they did a site visit of the property. And then that evening there was a community meeting at the Chazen. And Matthew Mazzotta was able to join the a couple of those elements remotely and then sent in a video for the community meeting. And he is now in town today because today he had his tour of Madison and tomorrow morning he has his site visit. And then all of the artists will have been here and have connected with the site. We had 66 eligible applications from that as a reminder. So it was a really, really great, successful call. And the artists are have been really wonderful to work with and are very excited about this project and the impact that it'll have on Madison. And they will also return in quarter one at some point, 2026, with their designs. We might push back their design due date a little bit because the majority of their design time is over the holidays, which is a little challenging. Questions on that one? Comments? Okay, last but not least, we have the Metro, or no, two more. Okay, Metro Transit Maintenance Facility percent for our project. The update there is that the licensing agreement was just signed last week on Monday by the artist and was routed for execution. We decided to change to a licensing agreement for that because the majority of the fabrication was going to be subcontracted. So we decided to incorporate all of that actual fabrication into the bidding documents for the entire construction project that are redoing the facade of the building. So we're licensing the designs. The artist is working with the architect team who is redesigning the front facade, and then that project will be fabricated likely in 2027, because next year they are actually reconstructing the facade, and then the following year they'll wait until good weather to install the artwork. And then last, we have the Reynolds Park mural. Which, if you guys remember, is the mural going on the water utility building in Reynolds Park by Autofacts. And the update on that is that the city attorney's office is working on a maintenance agreement for the Tenney Lapham Neighborhood Association to sign. And the fabrication is currently in progress, and as is fundraising. And they are hoping to install in December, but they don't have a date yet. And once they have a date, they will also be coordinating a ribbon cutting, and we will share that information with you all.
Great, thanks. Are there any questions for staff about any of the things? Seeing none, the last item on our agenda, looking at it, does not have any updates, but could soon, by the time of our next meeting, because the mosaic mural unveiling on Friday. Which happened right before agendas needed to be published, did in fact get some news coverage. So, with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Okay, motion from Alder Martinez Rutherford. Is there a second? A second from Ren. No,
I
it's
love
okay.
it. None of us want to leave.
Yeah, we all want to hang out.
I was wondering about that. I was like, why does everybody want to hang?
It's
Just
well,
so fun. Art's so fun. Madison's killing it. Let's go. Sorry.
and just I just wanted to acknowledge your presence, Angela. I know we're ending the meeting, but what a fun background.
I was just there this morning.
I'm in the bubbler.
Oh,
We just finished a
yes.
tour with my class, so apologies for
Ooh.
joining late.
No worries. Well, thank you so much.
National Velvet is the artist in residence there.
So great. And if you all haven't yet been to see the 150 by 150 exhibition, it's amazing.
That's the third floor of the Madison Public Library, Central.
And
And at
seven
all the,
other branch
other
libraries
branches. Yeah, so we have all
everywhere.
8 branches, but 60, I just learned this morning, is 60 of them are at Central, and then the other remaining of the 150 are spread across the other branches. Very fun
Penny
project.
Library being one, just so everybody knows they can come to my district.
All right, well, there is a motion and a second to adjourn. And is there anyone wanting to object or abstain? Seeing none, thanks so much, everyone.